To your right are the three sculptures of newts that adorn the fountain of the inner courtyard. These three sculptures from 1711 are by Paolo Monaccorti, who became the Attavanti family's preferred sculptor. The three sculptures were replaced by the Amati family with a statue of a shepherd boy, still part of the internal fountain. The entrance gate was built when the Italian garden was created, effectively rotating the villa, whose entrance and facade had been on the southeastern side until then. The architectural structure is typical of the Renaissance, a square base built around an inner courtyard. The villa's original core was that of a tower house for surveillance over the road and territory. Dating back to about 1335, it was built by the Panciatichi family, who owned these lands at the time. The structure was then expanded and turned into a villa that still remains its original shape. In 1584, the Panciatichi were forced to auction off the entire property. It was then purchased by Francesco I de' Medici, at that time the Grand Duke. It was the last in a group of Medici villas in the land around Parco Reale, and an evocative perimeter wall was built to contain an exclusive hunting reserve. The Medici had an artificial lake built in the outer part of the park, where the fountain by Daniel Burham stands today, in addition to building the dovecote designed by the court architect Bernardo Buontalenti. Under the Medici family, the villa was given the appearance of a Medici villa like the others, white plaster and pietra serena framing the doors and windows, making it immediately recognizable, showing that the Medici power and protection reached these lands. Later, in 1645, the villa became the property of the Attavanti family of Castelfiorentino. They carried out major renovations, created the parterre garden and the series of frescoes inside. Between 1752 and 1766, the property passed to the Ricasoli Counts, who extended the Western Lemon House, doubling its volume. The Amati family took over from the Ricasoli Counts. In 1863, after about a century, they were left without heirs and sold the villa to the Cellisi family, with the obligation to add Cellisi to the Amati surname. Countess Marcella Pagnani Amati Cellisi, the last heir, lived in the villa until 2002. Inside the villa, some of the Countess's rooms have been left as they were with her personal belongings, including books, travel magazines, and pianos. With the acquisition of the villa by the municipality, the work to restore the entire property began, along with the project Genius Loci, the spirit of the place, where contemporary artists were invited to stay at the complex in order to create permanent works designed exclusively for La Maggia.